we were fortunate this year. We, you know, of course, last year had gotten our work ready in progress designation, and this year, fortunate enough that the community received our full work ready certification. So we're awfully proud of that. And shoot, before you know, I really need to mention that, you know, the Economic Development Office has really been more of a facilitator in getting the work ready progress in the application going. We had a lot of partners get involved with this, you know, folks from our existing industry, our school board, good grief, they did so much. Our school district, Stacy Bradley and Jillian Henson and all those folks in adult education. I mean, you know, there were so many people that played a part in us getting this designation. The Work Ready certification tells us what we already know, you know, separately from each other. So, you know, it tells us what our graduation rate is. It tells us how many of our, you know, the data tells us how many of our folks are going on to a four-year university or to, you know, furthering a trader skill. It tells us how many folks we have with the NCRC certification, which is the National Career Readiness Certificate. You know, it tells us a lot of different things, but when you put it all together, it gives us a really good snapshot of what our, you know, workforce looks like now and what it'll look like in the future. And there's a lot of emphasis on, you know, soft skills, you know, living skills that we hopefully can, you know, try to implement in our school system so that we can prepare not just our high school students, but even our, you know, middle school students for the workforce. So that's what Work Ready really is, the certification, and it allows us to set goals for the future. You know, this is something we'll have to be recertified in the future. So, you know, we really got to stay on top of it and just really set those goals and make sure that they're measurable.